I probably have completely mixed emotions. I couldn't be more proud of them. The fight and the character that they showed in the second half, that CSKA are a very, very good side, and I thought second half we made them look very ordinary. I thought we had enough, we created enough chances in the game to win the game. But hugely disappointed with the goals that we conceded and the manner in which we conceded those goals. If they'd have cut us open and been bits and pieces of brilliance, it probably would have been an easier pill to swallow. The one ball over the top that we didn't deal with was really difficult. But as I said to the players, as distraught as we are, as disappointed as we are, fans were absolutely outstanding tonight. There's positives in there, albeit it doesn't feel like it right now, unfortunately. But we'll look back at that game and there'll be lots of things. First half, I thought we just weren't at the races. We give them too much respect again. We stood off them. We never passed it. But I thought second half, we looked a completely different team. And as I said, I thought we created enough chances in the game to win the game comfortably, to be honest with you. Probably a swing in it was the break. I thought we had them right there, and we give them, they ended up getting a breather, which we didn't want them to have. So yeah, as I say, mixed emotions.
Tiernan, when you look back in tonight, it's, as you said earlier, they didn't cut you up, it's mistakes that have cost you.
Yeah, it's our own mistakes that cost us, and that's probably the disappointing part. As I said, it's very hard to be critical of any of those players out there. It was 26, 27 degrees. That's something that we're overly used to. I thought they ran themselves into the ground. But the big long ball is something that, as I said, should have been bread and butter to us, and we're disappointed in that. And as I told the players, that there was so many positives in there. I know it's hard to take at the minute, but there was so many positives in there.
And you created so many chances. Just after you went 1-0 up, you probably should have went 2-0 up, but young Chapman has just kind of fluffed his lines at the last second.
Even in the first half, Mickey hit the post with one, Adam had one, and then Chappers, as you said, shortly after his first goal, it was one that when he watches it back, he probably should have think he went where his head. And then I thought their goalkeeper made two unbelievable saves. I'm not even sure whether he knew about them, but as I say, I feel for everybody tonight. I feel for the players, I feel for the staff, the amount of work that went in, I feel for the fans that come out in their numbers. It's a difficult pill to swallow.
It's unusual for a club to sign players and throw them straight into big games like Europe. How do you think they acquitted themselves?
Again, it's always a difficult window in our league, just because you're bringing players in like Christie in and Nick in, who play a different season. So they haven't played any competitive games, hence why we weren't able to start Nick, and hence why we have to take Christie out. And so there's lots of things. Obviously Liam Boyce didn't make it because of an injury. James Clark probably wasn't ready to come back in. We had to put Mickey Duffy to centre forward. But as I say, I think all those things build resilience in a team, and there was no complaints. They kept working hard, and they deserve more of tonight, in my opinion.
You have a cup game at the weekend. Derry City lost a cup game to a lower league team here in 91, Ashdown Villa. It's always talked about when Derry play Minnows in the cup. You'll want to get goals on the board very quickly.
Well, there's my next 2 nights sleep out the window anyway. I know we actually talked about it in the change room afterwards. As long as we get that, as long as we get this momentum, as long as we get this, that desire, I think we'll be okay. If we take our foot off the gas, and we don't give the same effort, the same commitment that everybody deserves, then we'll be in trouble.
Thank you.